I was nothing. Just a poor little kid on the streets of Washington, D.C. Shining shoes, selling papers, or anything. I can remember the first job I ever got singing. I was passing the stage door of a theater on 29th Street in New York City. The great Faye Templeton was rehearsing a new song. I stood there and listened, until I was singing along with her. Finally, I remembered I was hungry. You get awful hungry when you're 11 years old. So I started walking down towards the Bowery, and I kept hearing the piano player playing that tune, and I kept getting hungrier, too. I didn't have any money, so I went to a joint named McGurk's or something like that, and I asked the guy if he'd give me a cup of coffee if I'd sing a song. He said, okay, and the song was, Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart cocaine. Come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet love I wanna say. Your honey, your little boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet. Don't be so captivating, my blushing rosy, my posy sweet.
A theatrical agent heard Al singing one night down there in the Bowery, and Jolson's career was started. Burlesque, vaudeville, musical comedy. And in 1917, he sang a song at the world-famous Winter Garden, written by an unknown writer, George Gershwin.
Why, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you. I give a world to be among the folk in D-I-X. I even miss my friend. Waiting for me, praying for me now.
Jolson was on Broadway to stay. In Washington, Congress battled over an idea called the League of Nations. And the lights burned late at 1200 Pennsylvania Avenue because the League of Nations was Wilson's dream, his ambition, his life. A Broadway star appeared at the White House by command of the President of the United States. The poor kid from the sidewalks of Washington was singing for his president.
Though April shower may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining. Rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see crowds of a daffodil. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song.
Zev won the Kentucky Derby. The Prince of Wales was received at West Point by a man named MacArthur. John Barrymore played Hamlet, and the girls in Butte and Buffalo and Baltimore bobbed their hair and showed their knees, and the voice of Jolson was heard in the land on what Al Smith called the radio.
I found my love in Avalon. And I left my love in Avalon, and I sail far away.
I dream of her and Avalon.
Coolidge was reelected. The 20s were roaring. now a chaplain in the gold rush. Jimmy Walker was New York's mayor, and Clara Bow was it. And from every wind of Victrola's croon, the hit of the day...
When Whippoorwill talks and Saturday night, happy in my blue heaven.
Then Lindbergh flew the Atlantic. Babe Ruth hit 60 homers. Coolidge didn't choose to run. John Gilbert made love to Garbo, and as though reading the future, Jolson sat at his piano writing out a new tune. Maybe you heard it.
California, here I come. I got it from over that golden gate. California, here I come.
Jolson came to California, and to California came the revolution. The moving shadows which Edison had given them 35 years before, Warner Brothers had discovered how to add the golden magic of sound and voice. And the first talking pictures burst upon the world. The marquee flashed the words, Al Jolson and the Jazz Singer. Al Jolson and Singing Fool. And inside the theaters, the audiences wept. As from what was now a mute silver screen came the voice of a troubadour singing to a little boy.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. Why, you made a heaven for me, here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. I'm a lonely too.
In the years that followed Sonny Boy, we saw depression and dust bowls and apples for sale on the corner, and we saw war again. But I guess no matter what, I got a lump in my throat. Al, I guess no matter what, you go on forever.
But Milton, it's only today that I'm really playing what you call the big time. Let me tell you, of all the wonderful audiences I've played to in my whole life, the ones that have given me the greatest thrill were 1,000 miles away from Broadway. On the battle-swept deserts of Africa, in the hell and mud of Italy, and in the jungles of the South Pacific. You see, Milton, those kids out there fighting and dying for the same ambition, to have peace and tolerance and democracy for the whole world. So soon as I get a little better, I'm not so strong, I want to go back out there and sing for those kids. They promised me they'd fix it so I can sit in Hirohito's palace, if there's anything left of it, and sing this song. And by the song, I mean... Man.
The sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, my heart strings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry, I made you wait. I'm a coming. I hope and trust that I'm not late. My Mammy, I'd walk a million.